The president of Ukraine, Viktor Yushchenko, speaks today before a joint meeting of Congress. He's expected to ask the United States to continue helping Ukraine. Yesterday, the president was in Chicago, where as many as 100,000 Ukrainian Americans supported him. Katrin Einhorn reports from Chicago Public Radio.
Ulyana Boykyavich got ready for President Yushchenko's visit to Chicago by going shopping. She was looking for an orange bow tie for her husband, but she came across something unexpected for herself, a bright orange brooch in the shape of a flower.
I said, that's it, I gotta get it.
Orange is the color of Viktor Yushchenko's campaign. It's said to symbolize the sun rising over the Carpathian Mountains. Protesters on the freezing streets of Kiev last November wore orange hats, scarves, and raincoats. In Chicago this week, the crowd was also full of orange, but this time it was silk ties flashing out from dark suits, gauzy scarves draped around women's necks, and trendy brooches. About 1,400 people waited more than 2 hours to hear Yushchenko speak. Yushchenko's speech started with a kind of music video version of the Orange Revolution. Images of people protesting and him speaking set to music. During his address, he thanked Chicago's Ukrainian Americans for their support and urged them to continue by investing in Ukraine.
Як і раніше, нам потрібні ваша братерська підтримка і допомога, дорогі друзі.
As before, we still need your brotherly support and assistance, dear friends.
Ми кличемо вас в Україну.
And we call you to Ukraine.
From their seats in the middle of the audience, Ulyana Boykyavich and her husband Michael said they were inspired by the speech.
Somebody who changed the course of history, you know,
woke
for
up
Ukraine.
Things in your mind, you know, that's your soul.
Ulyana Boykyavich came to the U.S. about 12 years ago. Her husband, a financial manager, grew up here, the son of Ukrainian immigrants. They live in Chicago's Ukrainian Village neighborhood. The area is decked out in celebration of Yushchenko's visit. Yellow and blue flags fly from balconies, and big banners welcome him in English and Ukrainian. About 4,500 people cast votes in Chicago for Ukraine's presidential election. Yushchenko won those votes, 4,417 to 14. Ukrainian Americans here feel another connection to the president. His wife is a local.
Well, I love Chicago. It's very sentimental being back, and I'm only sorry it's only for a half a day.
Katerina, or Kathy Chumashenko, was born in Chicago to Ukrainian immigrants. She and Yushchenko married in 1998. They have three young children. Mrs. Yushchenko's dual identity strikes a chord with Ulyana Boykyavich.
I understand her even more now, living over here. You know, my child is born here, so this is her home. But, you know, also going back to Ukraine all the time and, you know, living like two lives. But I think it's enriching to be able to speak two languages, being touched by two histories.
Viktor Yushchenko and his wife hope to capitalize on those shared histories, opening their country to the devotion and dollars of hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian Americans. For NPR News, I'm Katrin Einhorn in Chicago.